This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of 2 John, the one and only way to God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
How many times have you heard someone say, "Oh, it doesn't really matter what you believe. All religions are true. They just have a different way of talking about it." Or a person may say, "Yes, I believe in God, and there are many roads that lead us to Him. Some believe in Buddha, some in Mohammed, some in Krishna, some in Jesus. But it's all really the same." So people tell us, "If you want to believe in Jesus, that's fine. You have your faith, I have mine." But the Bible presents a much different picture of how a person can find God. In today's passage, the Apostle John spells it out for us in no uncertain terms. In 2 John verse 9, we read, "Anyone who doesn't stay with what Christ has taught doesn't have God. If you stay with what He taught, you have the Father and the Son." Now, some might look at John's teaching here and say, "John was obviously overstating the case. After all, he was an old man when he wrote this, and probably getting a bit forgetful in his old age. We have to excuse him and overlook his dogmatism on this point." But the problem with that argument is that the other New Testament writers say the same thing. Take Paul, for example. When he answered the Philippian jailer's question, "What must I do to be saved?" Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." And we read in Acts chapter 16 that when the jailer placed his faith in Christ, he rejoiced, believing in God with all of his household. To believe in Christ was to believe in God. The Apostle Peter also made the same point in Acts 4, verse 12, "No one else can save us, because in all the whole wide world, there's only one name given us by which we must be saved." And Peter goes on to say that this one name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who was crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. But for me, the clincher is what Jesus said about Himself. Listen to His words from John chapter 5, verse 23, "that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who has sent Him." And remember the Savior's words in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." It is not arrogance, but humility that enables a person to say, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I will follow you because you are the only way." Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in the new year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, you were born to reproduce on Daily Discipleship.